With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A tropical storm warning has been issued for North Carolina as Hurricane Erin churns up the east coast of the U.S. as a Category 2 storm. At a news conference, North Carolina Governor Josh Stein says resources are ready for Erin.
We have already pre-positioned three Swiftwater rescue teams and 200 National Guard troops to various locations on the coast, along with boats, high-clearance vehicles, and aircraft. We have on standby some Chinooks from Georgia, ready to transport food and water if it becomes necessary.
Erin could re-intensify into a major hurricane. The western U.S. has an entirely different weather issue. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovic says the mercury is climbing.
There is potential for record high temperatures over the next few days, especially across parts of the western U.S. And interestingly enough, even though we do have potential for record high temperatures over the next few days, the potential for records is, especially with the nighttime minimum temperatures, the potential is more widespread across the southwest and parts of the Great Basin.
Forecaster Bob Orovic. A federal judge has temporarily blocked Texas from enforcing a new law requiring the Ten Commandments to be posted in every public school classroom. This decision follows similar legal challenges in other states, also in Texas. The Republican-controlled House of Representatives kicked off a heated debate over a new congressional map creating five new potential GOP seats that is expected to pass the chamber later today. That's part of a growing national redistricting battle. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is ahead 71 points, the Nasdaq losing 143. This is SRN News. A group of pastors has a message for Kroger. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The giant grocery store chain is a longtime supporter of the LGBT agenda, and the clergymen, 80 of them from several denominations, are threatening a boycott. In a letter to Kroger officials, they urge them to, quote, please stay out of politics and do not alienate your customer base. Otherwise, your customers may just walk out the door and never come back. Kroger is already planning to close 60 stores over the next 18 months due to poor sales. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another Indian state is making it harder to spread the gospel. Officials in Uttarakhand are expanding their anti-conversion laws to include all communication via digital media. That means if a Christian is caught evangelizing online, he can be prosecuted. The state is the first one in India to expand its anti-conversion ban in this way, and it's feared other states will follow suit. This is SRN News. Vice President J.D. Vance and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth have visited National Guard troops at Union Station amid protest in Washington. An estimated 1,900 troops are being deployed, mostly from Republican-led states. There's an announcement about a new immigration detention center. It's in Nebraska.
The facility will be dubbed the Cornhusker Clink. It's a play on Nebraska's nickname of the Cornhusker State and an old slang term for jail. It will join the ranks of other detention centers, such as Alligator Alcatraz and Deportation Depot detention centers in Florida and the Speedway Slammer in Indiana. Nebraska's Republican governor says that they will use an existing minimum security prison work camp in McCook, a remote city of about 7,000 people in the middle of the wide open prairies between Denver and Omaha. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.